The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Alum Creek RV and Marine, and also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95, Columbus's continuous Christmas music station, and a preview weekend. So that Christmas music you just got to listen to, hopefully will get you in the mood. It's the kickoff weekend for Christmas music here on Sunny 95. And I think that's kind of cool. Now, my wife and I went to the lights display, I can't remember what they're calling it, at the zoo. We went there on Friday. We brought food, donated food, and it was really cool and it helped us get in the mood. If you haven't been, you should go. It's just really neat. And there's lights everywhere, and the animals, you get to see some of the animals, and Santa Claus goes diving into the aquarium. I have a picture of that. And, oh my goodness, the carousel, all kinds of neat stuff. There was free hot chocolate, which we couldn't find, by the way, but maybe you can when you go. And, it's called Wild Lights. That makes sense. Wild Lights. And they even have, like, every half hour, there's this show where the lights change colors. And anybody that's been to Epcot, the World Showcase, how they have the laser light show at the end, well, it's something similar to that, only, of course, on a smaller scale, all the way around that pond. So a lot of fun, a lot of fun. And in fact, we're probably going to go back once our kids and grandson come to town. Now, I did realize on my way in today that this is my last chance to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, because come next Sunday, Thanksgiving will have been over. Now, I just want to say that Thanksgiving is probably my favorite holiday, certainly way up there. And the reason is because it's non-denominational. Everybody can celebrate it. We all have something to give thanks for. So I believe it's the holiday where we can all come together. People from all walks of life, people from all cultures can come together and, you know, just give thanks for what we have instead of talking a lot about our problems or what we don't have. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Be safe when you drive. It's probably the worst driving day of the year, but if you just be careful, you'll get there. I know my wife and I were talking about some of those wintry days when we made the trip up to our parents' house and wondering how we actually made it, because there were times when there was just so much snow on the road you couldn't see the road. Now, this week's show, by the way, what we're going to do today, two Saturdays ago, there was this event. It was called the Sunny 95 H.H. Gregg Kids Touch a Truck Fest, and it was at the Grove City H.H. Gregg parking lot. And it was really cool. Lots of people came out. There was a Coda bus. There was a fire engine. There was a Jones topsoil truck. There was an ambulance. Let me think. What else did we have? We had a tractor. And I had the Dentally Speaking Rolling Studios there. And parents and kids and, well, my grandson was there. And it was an amazing event. Everybody had a lot of fun. And what we did is we asked people. We actually made a little contest, and we said, write down a question that you have that you would like Dr. Kvitko to answer on the air, and if we use your question, or actually, we put everybody in a hat, and we decided that we would pull one name out of that hat. So one of the people whose question we are going to read and answer today is going to win a free Zoom 2 whitening procedure in my office. Okay, so if you gave us a question, listen up, you might be the winner. If you happen to be there and you didn't write one down and you want to call in today with a fresh question, we'll write your name down and put you in the hat as well. The number here is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Now, if you want to see some photographs of the event, or at least the Rolling Studios and the event, go to Dr. Kvitko, Metnis and Associates on Facebook. Okay? And in fact, if you do me a favor and go there and do that like thing, you know, like us, even if you don't like us, just say you do. And you'll see a lot of photographs of the event. Maybe you'll even see your own photograph if you were there. So yeah, a like on Facebook would be appreciated. And it's Dr. Kvitko, Matness and Associates. Now, Matness is an interesting name because nobody seems to get it right the first time, including me, when I first met Dr. Matness. It's M as in Mary, E as in Every, T as in Tom, N as in Never, E as in Every, S as in Sam. Okay? So, yeah, go ahead and do that. Take a look. You'll see some of the photos of not only the Rolling Studios, but all the people and the kids and all of the fun that that we had last week. One more thing before we get on to the questions is many of you have heard of Nancy's Home Cooking. It's a long-term restaurant in Clintonville. And my office is in Clintonville. And for several years, the owner fed the needy on Thanksgiving. And after she got up into years a little bit, you may know that it's changed hands. I think it might be being run by her children now. I'm not sure of that, but I think so. And the tradition of feeding the needy has been taken over by St. James Episcopal Church. And one of my Rotary friends, I'm in the Clintonville Rotary, is working hard on that project. And so my wife, my daughter, and I are going to deliver food. And also what they need is turkeys. So if you haven't purchased your Thanksgiving turkey yet and you would be so kind as to pick up a second one, you can do so and, you know, get it kind of as close as you can to being thawed. And maybe call the office and, or rather call the station here and I'll tell you how we can arrange to get it to the right people because they're going to have to start making these things on Tuesday. And I guess if somebody is nice enough to actually cook it and debone it and then let it cool room temperature and freeze it, you could bring it as late as Tuesday. But maybe we can help out with that. And they need 80 turkeys. I don't know how many they have yet, but that's a lot of turkey. So any help I'm sure would be appreciated. Okay, so let me get to the questions. The questions that people submitted. Some people just gave their first name. And so this first one was from Teresa. She only gave her first name. However, we do have Teresa's phone number, so if she happens to be the winner, we'll call her on Monday. All right. Her question is, what should parents look for in a pediatric dentist? Well, my first thought would be small hands and a big heart. I don't know. I mean, there's no such thing as choosing your dentist by the size of their hands. And so I'm kind of kidding there. But a big heart certainly helps. Somebody with lots of patience, and I mean the one that's spelled with a C. Somebody that is kind and caring. Because you know what? You can do some procedures on folks, especially children, that they may consider unpleasant. But if you do it with kindness and compassion and caring, a caring attitude, even though it may be scary and the child may cry a little bit, they don't leave there afraid. They don't leave. It's funny because we had a procedure. We had a little girl in. And she's two and had this unfortunate accident where her front two teeth were knocked out completely and they couldn't save them. And mom made a decision to get them replaced because she noticed her little girl wasn't smiling anymore. She was afraid it was going to change her into a different person than she would have become. And so she called around to find an office that could replace these two front teeth and somehow found us. And it's a little device that kind of has a little band on the molars, the back teeth, and then a little wire that comes in the front, and there's two little fake plastic or porcelain teeth on there. Well, her daughter is very afraid, and we did some oral sedation, but even that didn't really help her not be afraid. She was still afraid. And mom helped, and grandma was there, and we did our best to, we had to, you know, take impressions on one day and we had to have her back and cement it on another. And she was surrounded by people she loves, mom and grandma. And we were, even though we were having to do the work, we spent most of our time saying, oh, it's going to look so pretty. You're doing such a good job and just hang in there, you know, that sort of thing. And it was the funniest thing. Even though it was an upsetting experience, it seemed to be for her while we were doing it. And we had cartoons on to try to distract her and all that. But, you know, some kids are just not having it. It's like, I don't want cartoons. She watched them, but that wasn't what she was concentrating on. So anyway, when we were finished and mom's holding her and little girl has her mouth, I'm sorry, yeah, her mouth covered by her hand. And I look at her and I thought, okay, she Look, she's got her mouth covered because she doesn't want me to get in there anymore. And what she does, the most surprising thing, it was the cutest thing, she takes her hand and she kisses it and she blows me a kiss. She goes, like that. It was just so neat, you know? And that's kind of like the proof that even something that may be considered unpleasant, if you do it properly, it doesn't have to be this long-lasting, you know, I had this awful, awful visit. Now, most pedodontists are the folks that are already like that, where they love kids, they know how to work with kids. I will say that I've met some in my day that I think were a little bit too stern with the kids. You do have to kind of sometimes almost confuse a child. You have to be stern one moment and nice the next, because you do have work to get done, and you kind of have to get them to where they don't know what to think, so they just kind of open if you say open, or tap tap if you say tap tap. So, and Teresa, I think that you know, that's what to look for, but how you go about finding that, it's a little bit tricky, because there's standard answers like call the Dental Society, Columbus Dental Society. You know, you can look for reviews online, you can ask friends and coworkers, but the reality is you really don't know if you're going to like this person until you've tried them. So here's a suggestion. Have your neighbor take their kid first. Have your best friend go, if you could do that. No, that's not very nice. But anyway, you could, you may just have to make an appointment, go and ask some questions. And, you know, there is such a thing as saying, can we just have an appointment where we talk about your philosophy about treating children, not necessarily do any work until I can get a comfort zone. And I think most dentists, most pedodontists would do that. Okay? Now, here is the next question, was from Lori Ruggs. Lori gave her last name. And her question is, what is the difference between in-home and store-bought and in-office whitening with regards to the cost versus the results? Lori, that's a really, really good question, because we see these products where toothpastes have whiteners in them, and we see the Crest white strips and somebody else's white strips, and we have, there's liquid pens you paint on, you know, to whiten your teeth, and everybody claims to be able to whiten teeth. Well, here's the thing. The products over the counter are not as strong as what we have in the office. Now, why are we able to have products in the office that are stronger than you can buy over the counter? It's because at a certain point, you have to protect the gums and the lips and the cheeks from this chemical, okay? So they can't put a chemical that's strong enough over the counter that you would use at home, because it would burn your gums, it would burn your cheeks, it would burn your lips, possibly even do some damage. So the cost versus results, honestly, and I know this is going to sound self-serving, but it's not. The cost versus the benefit is always better if you have it done in office, excuse me, because by the time you spend the money that you would spend on all of those over-the-counter products and you keep trying, you're only going to get one or two or maybe three shades whiter. And yet, by the time you add it all up, you've spent a good bit of money compared to the cost of take-home whitening. So, you know, if I were you, it's not that you can't use the whitening toothpastes. Go ahead and use them. They're not going to hurt you. They may take off the little bit of discoloration you got yesterday or last week. But when it comes to whitening teeth that have never been whitened, you really, really need to start with an in-office procedure, whether it be the one where we take your impressions, make your trays, and send you home with instructions on how to do it, or where you come in and you leave 2.5 hours later with beautifully white teeth. Okay? Now, that takes us up to our first commercial break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and I'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187, or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes, and then they take away your teeth, too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
あなたはドクター・クイットさんと歯医者でお話を聞いています。ここはあなたのお気に入りの駅です。ハレ95。
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you. Yes I do.
All right, we're back, and we're going to continue with questions that were submitted to me at the Sunny 95 H.H. Gregg Touch a Truck Fest for Kids 2 Saturdays ago. Remember, if you want to see some photos from the event, you can go to Dr. Kvitko, Metnis & Associates Facebook page. There are some neat photos there. And if you were at the event, feel free to give us a call, say hi. It's funny because I met a lot of people, and some of them had never, didn't know I had the show.So I said, no problem, you know, like today's show is show episode 254. So I said, you've only missed the 253 of the shows, so, you know, better late than never, right? Anyway, now the next question happens to also be about whitening. In fact, I see there are a couple about whitening, so we will cover the whitening ones now. The next question was from Rebecca Lowe, and Rebecca wrote, how long does teeth whitening last? And teeth whitening, now think about teeth whitening this way.First of all, we're not painting anything white on your teeth. All we're doing is cleaning them. We're cleaning out the pores. If you look at a tooth under an electron microscope, it looks like a honeycomb. And over time, little bits of food that have colors in them, like Cheetos, red cabbage, carrots, orange juice. It's not just tea and coffee. It's cola, wine. And anyway, little bits of that kind of get stuck in those little pores. And bleaching will simplygrab onto that and pull them out. So think of a celery stalk. You know what happens if you set celery stalk in like, you know, purple water? It turns purple, right? It sucks up all the purple water. Okay, so we are cleaning it out. We're taking it back to the color that it was. Now let's use an example. I use this example a lot in the office. Okay, let's say you buy a brand new white t-shirt and you wear it once. You bleach it white. It's now as white as it was the day you bought it.And you put it in a dresser drawer, and you never use it again. What happens when you go to get it? It's white. It's like brand new, right? Unless it's so old that it's all, you know, it's like falling apart because it's been 100 years. But for the most part, it would look the same color. All right. So whitening teeth would be the same way. If you never used your teeth again, they'd stay white. But the reality is we're going to chew and we're going to drink. And so the teeth whitening would last forever if you never ate or drank.But here's the cool thing. Once you've had them whitened, professionally especially, and now all those little pores are clean, and by the way, we can get deeper into the pores of the tooth than you can with those over-the-counter products that, that Lori asked about, all you have to do, you can keep it white, you can keep your teeth white yourself forever by simply having one of the custom-fitted trays that we would make you and gel.And you don't even have to use it, but maybe once every year or two or three. If you have an event coming up, like you're going to be in a wedding or you're going to get a graduation ceremony or maybe you're going to be on stage for some reason in a play or whatever, well, you can whiten sooner, okay? So the answer is once you've made that commitment, especially at a dentist like myself, to have your teeth whitened, think of it as a lifetime. You'll always have white teeth with just a little bit of work on your part.And by the way, the gel isn't even that expensive that you'll need every year or two. Okay, now we're going to jump down to this other whitening question, which was submitted by Donna Borton. Donna writes, why do teeth look tinted so quickly after a whitening? Now, when she says tinted, what I think she means is why do they get a little bit darker? They start off really, really white, and before long, they have, they faded, okay? They have, they've regressed. So there is this, I don't know, not process, but there is this thing where after teeth are whitened, they do look whiter than they're going to be. They typically will regress about one shade, okay? And that is probably due to the fact that when we whiten teeth, we are actually cleaning off this coating called the glycocalyx. It's a thin film that you can't see that the body puts over a tooth kind of as a protective mechanism, and it has a little bit of a color to it, and we have cleaned that off. That's why after professional whitening, by the way, especially the in-office Zoom and Zoom 2 and Bright Smile, you can't have anything with any color in it for 24 hours. So think about that. That's how, you know, vulnerable this tooth is. Well, once the body then coats it a little bit again and puts up that protective layer, yeah, you get a little bit of fading, just a little, maybe one shade. But see, if your over-the-counter product was that strong, you wouldn't be able to eat or drink anything with color for a while also. But it's not. Ours is. So after we whiten somebody's teeth, we send them home and we say you can only drink clear liquids. That could be Sprite. That could be water. It could be gin, I guess, if you're like that. Beer would color your teeth. You wouldn't want to do that. As far as foods, cottage cheese, whipped cream, you know, if you're going to have, say, protein chicken, if it's white meat only, no skin, that sort of thing. So that's why, Donna, that's why the teeth will kind of like tint a little bit right after whitening. Okay, let's see now. Ian Kincaid, he wrote a question, and he writes, how does gum disease affect our teeth? How does gum disease affect our teeth? And, you know, that's a really good question because cavities and gum disease are kind of different, two different things. But if you have gum disease, you typically will have recession of the gum, where the gums will shrink down lower onto the tooth, and you'll actually see exposed root. Now, exposed root is not good because roots are not covered by enamel like the crown or the top of the tooth is. Roots are covered by a material called cementum. And it's not really as decay resistant as enamel. So first of all, gum recession can help cause root decay. Now we call decay caries for some reason. I'm not sure why, because when we're in dental school, we call it caries. And as soon as we graduate, we start calling it decay again, because that's what everybody knows it as. But anyway, so root decay is tough to manage. It's easy to get. It grows quickly. And it's usually in spots that are hard to care for and hard to place fillings. So that's a bad thing. So gum disease can also affect our teeth if it gets so bad that your teeth get loose. Like if you have gum disease and it keeps going, and by the way, the first step in gum disease is gingivitis, inflammation of the gum. Then it goes to what's called periodontitis, which is inflammation that includes the bone, the periodontium. And the periodontium is a word that comes from the Latin word peri, or a perimeter, or surround. So periodontium are the structures surrounding a tooth. Odontos is Latin for tooth. Okay, so if you get too much recession, and by the way, our body just has this natural mechanism to not allow bone to be exposed to the outside world. So if your gums receded and your bone didn't, you'd have exposed bone. That would be considered a big no-no by the body. So what happens then is the bone resorbs as well. Okay, so you have gum disease, you get bone resorption, and you keep getting it, you don't get it corrected. And before you know it, you have a loose tooth. And by the way, it can be so loose the teeth will fall out on their own, or they barely, you know, we're afraid they're going to fall out during an impression. And I've actually had to make dentures for people who had no cavities and no fillings, but they had severe periodontal disease and every single tooth was loose, just kind of flapping in the breeze. So yes, gum disease does affect your teeth. Thanks, Ian, for that. Okay, let's see. Now here's one from Kirsten. Kirsten writes, how long do fillings last? All right. Now, there's several types of fillings. Silver fillings, tooth-colored fillings, primarily. There are inlays and onlays. But we'll stick with the fillings, because I think she means silver and plastic. Okay. Silver fillings have been around forever, and they last forever. I've seen documented cases of a silver filling still in the person's mouth 63 years after it was placed. And the close-up photograph didn't even look like it needed replaced. Just amazing. Tooth-colored fillings, those don't last as long. They are tooth-colored for a reason, because people want tooth-colored, but they don't last as long as silver. Some people are afraid of silver. They have heard stories that they're dangerous, they have mercury and all that. They're not dangerous. They don't have mercury. They had when they were fabricated, when they were made, they did, but then that evaporates and it becomes a solid metal mass. But that's a argument for another day, I guess. I mean, if people want tooth colored, they can do tooth colored. And those, I hate to say this, but those typically only last about 5 years before you start getting decay around them. It's just the nature of the beast. You want tooth colored and you don't want amalgam or silver, then you go with the composite resins, and they just don't seal as well. They're leaky and you will get new decay. So, okay, and that question was from, let me see, that was from Kirsten. Okay, when we come back, we have some questions from Donna Borton, Piper Wendy Fowler, Kathy Judd. Let me just tell you what the questions are. Oh, and Deborah Harrison, so that you'll know and maybe they'll interest you. Then a couple of the other questions are, what happens when we eat too much toothpaste? That's from a four-year-old. If the whole side of my teeth hurt, is it my sinuses? And let's see, we have this one. Oh, here's one. My daughter had braces several years ago and they're crooked again. Is there an age where she won't need braces again? And why did they get crooked again? Now, what we're going to do, as you know, we give out Dr. Kavitko's question of the day every day. And question, I always like to kind of make sure people know what the answer is before I give the question so that you can be prepared. And we're not going to ask for anybody to give out the call yet, because we have to have you listen to this disclaimer the attorneys put together. But anyway, just remember that to the Sunday 95 H.H. Gregg Kids Touch a Truck Fest, I brought my Dentally Speaking Rolly Studio. It's the one I want you to go to Facebook and take a look at. All right, so before we give out the question, here is the disclaimer.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
And I forgot to mention that the person who wins this question of the day is going to receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And another caller will receive a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. And when I, so here's the question. The question is, what did I bring to the Sunday 95 Kids Touch a Truck Fest? Did I bring A, the Dentally Speaking Rolling Studio, B, the Dentally Speaking Mobile Dental Office, or C, the Dentally Speaking Lawnmower? All right. The phone number is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sunday 95.
It's the real thing this spring at Alum Creek RV and Marine. Their spring RV sales event is going on now with deep discounts on new and used trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes to make room for new inventory. The 2013s are here and the last of the 2012s must go. Hours have expanded, open until 8 on Tuesday and Thursday nights. Check out their specials on service, on scooters, and their RV rentals. An award winner, 40 years and going strong, Alum Creek RV and Marine. I-71 north of Columbus, call 740-363-4068 or shop at alumcreekrvandmarine.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates. Show me your teeth. Open your mouth, boy. Show me your teeth. Show me what you got. Show me your teeth. Got no
All right, welcome back, and we have some callers on the line with guesses to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. Remember, we're going to have two winners because one gets flowers, one gets the propane tank refill. So if you could all stay on the line, that would be great. And I think what we'll do is we'll start with line four, Margaret. Margaret, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I am good. Did you come to the Touch a Truck Kids Fest?
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you.
Did you come to the Touch a Truck Kids Fest?
No, I wish I would have. It sounded like a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, yes. So what is your answer to our question?
I need to hear the
Okay, the question
repeat.
Is...
I know you went there and had some questions asked.
Okay, the question, the answers, the choices of for your answer. A, did I bring the Dentally Speaking Rolling Studio? That would be A. B, the Dentally Speaking Mobile Dental Office. Or C, the Dentally Speaking Lawnmower.
The one where you got the questions, I believe it was A.
A, the Dentally Speaking Rolling Studios. Very good, very good. All right, so hey, stay on the line. I know we already have your phone number, but stay on the line because we have to get the address where we'll send the flowers, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. All right, let's go to line two, Kelly. Did we lose Kelly? How about line three, Autumn? Do we have Autumn? We have Autumn.
Hello, this is Barb.
Hi, Autumn. How are you? This is Dr. Kavitko. Thank you for calling.
And my name's Barbara.
Barbara, I have the wrong name. I'm sorry. Maybe because it's Autumn, we just thought your name should be Autumn. Anyway, I'm sorry, Barbara. We'll change that. And did you have the correct guess also?
Absolutely, the Rolling Studio or A.
That is right. Okay, so we're going to send you a certificate for a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine, okay?
Well, thank you.
And Barbara, what do you do for a living? I always ask, and I forgot to ask Margaret. What do you do?
The connection's poor. Could you repeat that?
What do you do for a living? I'm just curious.
Oh, I work customer service.
Okay. Well, good. Very good. Well, watch for that in the mail, but stay on the phone because we have to get your address, okay?
Thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome. Okay. Have a great day now, and have a great Thanksgiving. All right. So let me just give these to my producer so she can fill in the blanks for addresses, and we'll get back to the questions of that were given to me back at the Touch a Truck Fest. Okay, so we mentioned the one about, here's one. This one was cute because it was from Piper Wendy Fowler, and she's four. And she wants to know what happens when you eat too much toothpaste. Now, as you know, children specifically should not have very much toothpaste on their brush. It should be about the size of a pea. Okay, and I'm sure Piper's parents have been telling her that, and now she wants to know why. Probably asked mom and dad that, and they said, I don't know, but they're not supposed to. So she asked me. Now, I actually got to meet Piper, so besides writing it down, she asked me in person, so she probably already knows the answer. But here's what it is fluoride is placed in toothpastes so that we can prevent tooth decay. But children, typically, unfortunately, they have a habit of swallowing the toothpaste. And if they were to swallow too much toothpaste, it could affect their adult teeth by creating what is called mottling in the enamel. Mottling is a pattern of white splotches, okay, kind of makes the enamel splotchy. And it's not a concern at all if you are just drinking the fluoridated water, but it is a concern if you are consuming, especially if you're a child. See, we want the children to drink the fluoridated water. Why? Because it's one part per billion. It's been measured to be exactly the right amount for the optimum benefit of preventing decay without creating the mottling. But if children swallow toothpaste, which has fluoride in it, now they're getting too much. And you need to watch them. So a pea-sized amount of toothpaste on their brush is key. All right? So that was good. And Piper, thank you for the question. All right. Now, this is from Kathy Judd, J-U-D-D. And she said, if the whole side of my teeth aches, is it my sinuses? Is the whole side? So meaning if every tooth on one side aches, she wants to know if it's her, could it be her sinuses? And if it is one side of the midline, let's say upper, yes, the answer could be yes. If it's all of the lower teeth, the answer would be maybe, because you can have pain that refers from one, from say upper to lower. Pain does not refer from left to right or right to left, though, so keep that in mind. So if you have sinus issues on your left side, you can't have sore teeth on the right side, okay? Unless you also have sinus issues over there. But it can't be caused by one to the other. Okay, that's the key. All right, so, in fact, when somebody tells me, all my teeth hurt, that's one of the first things I start thinking of. Now, oftentimes people will go to their doctor first and say, do I have sinus issues? The doctor may not know for certain. They may say, you know what, go to your dentist, go to Dr. Kavitko, and find out if there's anything wrong with any of your teeth. And if we can rule out the teeth, then we can start looking at the sinuses. So what I'll do is we'll get an x-ray, possibly a panoramic x-ray, sometimes just an individual x-rays, a couple x-rays to look up there. If we see cloudiness to the sinus, that tells us that there's fluid in there, something in there. It could be clear, it could be infection. But if it's cloudy, that's not a good sign. So, yes, the answer is it can be, but not necessarily. I hear those call tones on the air. I wonder who we're calling. Maybe we're calling time and temperature. Here, let me do time. It's 8:35:19. And the temperature is, it's beautiful. It is a little cool, but it looks beautiful. Okay. So, so we've talked about sinuses, and let's talk about, if it's not sinus, what it could be when we come back from this break, okay? So you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show, Dr. Kavitko. Let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kavitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkavitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
Du hører på Dentally Speaking med Dr. Kavitko her på favorittstasjonen din, Sunny 95.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkavitko@aol.com.
So
and welcome back to Dentally Speaking. We are doing answers to folks' questions, people that wrote down questions when they were at the Sunday 95 H.H. Gregg Kids Touch a Truck Fest two Saturdays ago in Grove City at the H.H. Gregg parking lot. We had a lot of fun. We had the Dentally Speaking Rolling Studios there. We gave away little treats. We gave away little cups of cider and cookies. And yes, we got ribbed a little bit for giving away cookies. But you know what? I've always been the kind of dentist that's eat whatever you want, just brush and floss when you're done. And that way, if you don't deny people things, they don't crave it all the time. So, okay, now before the break, we were answering Kathy Judd's question about if all of the teeth on one side aches, is it her sinuses or could it be? And the answer is yes. But there is also It could also be a bunch of rotten teeth. It could be a bunch of abscess teeth, you know? So it's very important to go to a dentist to have that looked at and have it checked, because I have people come in all the time and they say, my whole mouth hurts, you know, everything hurts, hot, cold, sweets, just can't eat. And, you know, what am I going to do? And so we do an exam and we find all these issues they didn't really know they had. And I say, you know what? It could be your sinuses, but until we get rid of all of these cavities and these abscess teeth, we're not going to know. So, for example, on Thursday, I had an all-day appointment where this woman who hadn't been in a lot of years, one of the folks that maybe like you out there, you're nervous and kind of stay away and we're not your favorite people or place to be, but she finally got up her nerve, came in. Well, I did 6 root canals on her. We did a long IV sedation appointment to get her through it so that she pretty much slept through most of it. But imagine that. 6 abscesses. Actually, there was a 7th one I just didn't have time for, which we're going to do next time. Okay, so now, while I was there, I spoke to, while we were at the Touch a Truck Fest, a couple people came up to me, but the one specifically, his name's Leonard. He said, how much is a smile makeover? And you know what? That's a really good question, but the answer is, it's all over the map, because if you have healthy teeth, but they just happen to be yellow or brown, all you need is tooth whitening. And so the cost of tooth whitening, which might be somewhere between, I don't know, $380 to $787, depending on if it's take home or in the office. Not really bad for a smile makeover. And you'd be amazed at what a bright white smile will do for your face and your feelings about yourself and just your whole persona. Okay, but if you're one of the people like the woman that I was just telling you, where we had 7 root canals to do and we have... just a whole ton of other things where every tooth in your head needs done. Honestly, it can get relatively costly. It might be somewhere between $37,000 and $65,000. Now, that's a lot of money, but when you start having to have implants placed and you start capping every single tooth in the head and many of them need root canals, it does add up. I will say this, no matter what the price is that I have come up with for somebody for their treatment or their makeover, if I divide it by the number of years they've stayed away from the dentist and divide that by the number of months in a year, I usually wind up with something in the neighborhood of $33 or $35 a month, meaning if they had put that much aside in an envelope every month for the last 27 years that they were staying away from the dentist, they'd have enough money in there to pay for their dental care. So keep in mind also that smile makeovers in a lot of cases are optional, but if we have to do a bunch of crowns anyway, why not make them look gorgeous, you know? Why not make it look like a smile makeover? And also, let me just temper that by saying, to me, a smile makeover is somebody that just has beautiful smile when we're done, not somebody that people are going to know you've had a makeover. So we just want people to come up to you and say, wow, you just have this gorgeous smile. Your teeth are so white. I'm so jealous. And you don't have to tell them that it's a makeover that I did. You just say thank you. All right. Now, let's see here. Here's Sarah. Sarah, and she also came up to me and we spoke at the Touch a Truck Fest. And she said, I woke up this morning and my jaw was so sore I could barely open my mouth. And actually, it still hurts. Still can't open my mouth. What do you think it is? Well, my first thought without x-rays and things was maybe she's one of the people with an abscess. You know, if you have an abscess tooth, say one abscess tooth on the lower left or right rear, it can really tighten those muscles where you don't want to open. I also looked at her and I saw that she had teeth that had been worn down. She'd been grinding her teeth, bruxing it's called. And without x-rays and without really having an opportunity to look in her mouth, because she couldn't open, I told her it's probably clenching, grinding, something we call bruxism, where she, when she sleeps, she clenches her teeth together. She doesn't even know she does it, and she squeaks her teeth across each other, and she's basically wearing away enamel, and she's hurting the muscles of mastication, the muscles at her TMJ, the temporomandibular joint area, those muscles, and they get sore from overuse. And so basically, she needs a bruxism appliance. And I mentioned that to Sarah and, you know, gave her information about calling my office to see if she wants to come in and have that done. Because it can get so bad you can't even eat solid food. Okay, when we come back, we have other questions. We have a question from Dorothy. The question was, do we accept CareSource? Vicky wrote, why aren't you on my list of network dentists for my insurance plan? And Tom wrote, where are the dental chairs? I thought when I stepped inside this big motor coach, I'd see dental chairs. So when we come back, we'll answer those three questions. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il Dr. Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita, Sunny 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Mom. Has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking. We are doing question and answers from folks that came to the Sunday 95 H.H. Gregg Kids Fest, the Touch a Truck Kids Fest, a couple Saturdays ago, which was a lot of fun. And before we went to the break, I said the next three questions were from Dorothy, Vicky, and Tom. Let's go do them in the reverse order. Tom's question was, where are the dental chairs? I thought when I stepped inside this big motor coach, I'd see dental chairs. Well, you will. It's just that I don't have them yet. Now, the rolling studio is 52 feet long, and it's pretty spacious inside, and I use it to do my live remotes. So when I was broadcasting from the Summit Raceway up in Norwalk, Ohio, I was in it. So I have this special desk where I have my mixing board and my Comrex access unit, which is radio speak for a live remote device that you can take with you. Anyway, but also, I'm talking to the folks now about ordering some portable dental equipment that I can have in the motor coach, and that we will hopefully partner with a pharmacy, drugstore of some type, and we'll come and do some charitable dental work, and that's sponsored by one of these pharmacies. Kind of create a win-win situation for everybody, where some people get some free care, and maybe we can work it out so that the folks who come to the store that day get a discount on the oral healthcare products. I don't know. But we are working on that, and there will be a time when you will come and walk in, and we'll have at least two dental chairs in there, okay? All right, Tom, but a good question. All right, now, Vicky wrote, why aren't you on my list of network dentists for my insurance plan? And first of all, Vicky, thank you for checking, because I would love to have you as a patient, and I'm glad that I was in the running, and maybe I still am, I don't know. But let me just tell you that in-network and out-of-network, in-network dentists, they don't tell you this when they tell you to, pick an in-network dentist. In fact, your insurance company encourages you to go in-network because they say it's going to save you a bunch of money. Well, honestly, what it really does is it just makes more money for the dental insurance company. You have to ask yourself, why does your insurance company care which dentist you go to? Why do they care? You should go to the one that you're most comfortable with, the one that you think will better serve your needs. And what happens is, and this is my opinion, is if the dentist is in network, I know this is for a fact, they've been told by the insurance company, we're only going to pay you this much. We're only going to pay you about 60% of your normal fee. So the dentist, sometimes they sign up out of fear, because they're afraid they're not going to have enough patients. So they say, well, I better sign up to be on these lists or I'll just sit here and twiddle my thumbs. And so, but what they do is they know that you're on the list. They know they're getting paid less than normal. So they rush. They also do things like this. They'll reschedule you, not really tell you exactly why, but if you've been rescheduled a time or two, maybe two or three times in a row for reasons that seemed plausible, it very well could be that you're on their network list, meaning you're a network patient as well, not just a network dentist, and they've traded you out for somebody that is full pay, somebody that's outside a network, somebody that is just going to maybe come and use a Visa card. So my personal choice is I don't want to have the incentive to take a shortcut. I want to, I just want to do it right. And if right means it takes an hour, then I'm going to take an hour. Well, if I'm forced by a network type insurance company to work for so little that I'm forced to try to do that in 30 minutes and it can't be done, well, something has to give. And usually that means the patient care. And honestly, if you want to call me and I can email you some photos that will prove my point. So, Vicky, if you want, call the office, 262-9588, and say Dr. Kavicko said he'd send me some pictures that would help me understand the difference between in and out of network dental care. And it's not like that everywhere, and it's not every time, but it is, really. Do you want to be going to somebody that has that incentive to take a shortcut? Okay, and then this kind of leads into Dorothy's question, which was, do you accept CareSource? Now, CareSource and Molina are both welfare plans, okay? They don't call them welfare anymore because there was a decision made at some point to kind of protect the feelings of the folks that are on it, and so they've given them names that sound a lot like traditional insurance. But the woman that came up to me, what was her name again? Dorothy. Yeah. I looked at her smile. It wasn't all that great. And she wanted to know if I accepted CareSource, and I said, no, I'm really sorry, I don't. But I asked her if she wanted to know why, and she did. And because she told me it's really, really hard to find somebody that will accept it. And I wanted her to know why that is. So the reason is this, and I use this example a lot. I've used it before. But basically, I treated somebody on welfare, CareSource, Molina. This is years ago. And I did a procedure that was about $187. Took 6 months to get a check. And what I got was a $6 check. Now, when you take take care of folks on those plans, you're agreeing to work for whatever the government sends you. And $6 doesn't really pay the bills, and especially having to wait 6 months for it. She was appalled at that. She understands now why it's hard to find somebody that will accept that. You know, I'm trying to do my best to work with legislators, talk anybody that'll listen to me, to explain to them that if they want people on government assistance to receive the great care that they think they're getting, they need to pay offices enough to at least cover their overhead. Think about it. If every dollar that comes in the door, if it costs me 70 cents to pay the heat, the lights, the staff, the supplies, the malpractice insurance, you name it, ceiling and striping the parking lot, if it takes me 70 cents, then I need to have at least 70 cents come in for a patient. Okay, but if the government is sending me $6, which would have been about not even, 10% of that bill? That would have been 5% of that bill. That's equal to a nickel in my scenario there. Can't do it. So I feel bad, but we can't do it. And hopefully, even though Obamacare did not mention dental, hopefully we will get to a point where dentistry will be recognized, maybe even included in medical insurance, which is my idea. Just include dentistry and medical, get rid of dental insurance altogether so people can be healthy dentally as well. Looks like it's time for a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we have I'm getting a no signal, but I think what we had were stop sets out of order. Anyway, let me go to the next question, because I'm looking here at the if you look at, hey, just for a second, just look at number three. What would have been third? Number three. Okay, now we'll go to the next question is, are x-rays safe? This is by Susan. And Susan, the answer is yes, especially the way we do them. Now, dentists have switched almost exclusively to digital. And digital x-rays, the kind that are attached to the wire, are 1/11th the amount of radiation of the old style x-rays where you have to where you have to, they had to dip them in tanks, you know, had to develop them with chemicals. So that's one. The other is dentists, we use lead aprons that cover your entire torso, you know, your lap, covers your thyroid, covers your whole neck, you know. The only thing that we're really exposing then is the teeth and cheeks and lips and stuff. So I recently went for an x-ray of a shoulder, and this is the first time ever, and I'm in my 50s, that I was even offered a lead apron of any kind. And what it was a little patch. It was probably the size of four potholders. And it was something that I was just supposed to kind of hold wherever I wanted, which we would construe as your privates. So, yes, x-rays are safe. Now, she went on to say, how do I know which ones to use? Meaning, how do I know which x-rays I should get? And I think that what she's talking about would be the, do you get the big one that goes around your head, the panoramic x-ray, or do you get the one, the individual films? Well, that's really up to your dentist, and you can't always rely on the big panoramic x-ray to see close things like cavities and things. But if you're missing a bunch of teeth, sometimes what we'll do is we'll do both. And, we'll do both. And so we'll like have some of the little films and some of the, and that big one to show all the missing spaces and everything. And by the way, that shows us our sinus cavities or your sinus cavities as well. Okay. Now here's one from Jim. It says, I can't afford regular dental care. Are there any resources to help me? Now you may or may not know that every year for the last two, we've been doing a thing called Dentistry from the Heart. And we typically do it in June. We have not set the date this year yet, but we will. And so look for that. Check our Facebook page, Dr. Kvitko Mentinson Associates. We'll have announcements there. You can also look at dentallyspeaking.com. By the way, all of our podcasts are available. Every show we've ever done is available at dentallyspeaking.com and on iTunes. And iTunes, if you do those two, you'll be able to get them all. And remember, today's show is 254. So there's a lot of shows you can look through if you have some questions. Let me give out some choices, though. There's a thing called Options. It's a program run by the Ohio Dental Association. And this is for folks who can't afford care. Oftentimes they work, but they don't have insurance, don't make enough money to be able to afford dental care. You can call them. It's 614-233-6388. And see if you qualify. There are people that qualify for free care, totally free care. There are people that qualify for care that is maybe you have to pay 40% off or 20% off or something like that, okay? Now, there is a new clinic for kids opening up it's not completely free, but it's going to be very highly discounted. And I was over there last week, and they weren't open yet. It's called Kids Smile Pediatric Dental. Okay, it's a charitable dental office, and it's new. And they have a website, www.kidssmileclinic.com. It's located on Bethel Road, just off of 315. Okay, at some point we may have the person behind getting this open. The premise is all of the dentists are volunteering their time. And the hope is that if every dentist would donate a day of their time, they could keep it open for 365 days a year. And I saw on the website where people will be asked to pay $10 for their child's visit. Okay, so there's another resource for you. Let me just also mention that we have the Dr. Kvitko's Charitable Fund. If you'll go to dentallyspeaking.com and drkvitko.com, you'll see a big panel there with a heart on it that says, you know what, help us out and raise money for the kinds of things that we are doing. We are doing Dentists from the Heart. We're bringing a Team Smile event to Columbus. It's almost official. You'll be hearing about that soon. It should be in the spring. We raise money for Down syndrome, and so we put on a golf outing, and any money that we can raise on our own to pay for things is more money that we can have in reserve to give to the charitable endeavors, okay, the charitable events. So we would really, really appreciate your help with that. We are almost out of time, so before we go, let me just say, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Everybody celebrates Thanksgiving. Give thanks for what we have, We have so much that we don't even realize that it's not until it's taken away that we miss. So thank you so much for tuning in. Please tune in next Sunday morning at 8, and I'll be here for another great show. Bye-bye now.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.